There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Mike Pritchard coming up in picks from Jeremy Plonk, but get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. What a special, what a price. Through the Super Bowl, College Basketball Guide starts next week. College Bowl Guide, Super Bowl Betting Guide. Give yourself an edge, VSiN.com/subscribe, $99 midseason special. Get it today.
All right, every Thursday at this time, former NFL player, won a national championship at Colorado back in the early 90s, and a current VSiN host, Mike Pritchard, joins the show. Mike, good morning. Great to talk to you as always. I want to start here with this Thursday night game tonight and a massive point spread. Eagles are undefeated. They're playing probably the worst team in the entire league. They're laying 13.5 points. You played with a lot of really good quarterbacks and on teams with really good offenses. I mean, you played with Elway. You played with Warren Moon. I'm sure that you had spots in your career where, you know, you were playing a bad team. You were huge favorites. Did you ever take a team lightly back in your playing days? If so, what happened?
You know what, Mitch and Paulie, great to be with you guys. That's a great question. To my recollection, I mean, taking a team lightly is relevant because, like, did you prepare like you normally would for your rival or for the team that you're looking up to in the division, for instance, right? So with Elway and AFC West, the old AFC West, I mean, obviously the Raiders were our rival. So were the Chiefs. I mean, did we overlook a team that was bad, like the Colts or something like that at the time. I don't know if we overlooked it or we might not have just prepared as diligent as we should, right? And I think that comes into play for Thursday night games in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a double whammy because you have the Eagles who probably didn't prepare that well or didn't put a lot into this game plan because there's more games on the schedule that they're probably looking at. And then on top of that, it's a short week anyway. So you're doing walkthroughs. So there's nothing physical really out there for both teams. But in particular here, you got the Eagles. The Eagles are going to just have to rely on the savviness of the veterans, the champions on that team, and Sirianni. I mean, here's where Sirianni can really separate himself, I think, and distinguish himself away from having to go undefeated to win Coach of the Year. I mean, this is a short week, a difficult situation in terms of preparation mentally and physically. If you stomp a mud hole in Houston tonight, then, I mean, look, you look at a dominating team, right? And everybody knows that from a mental standpoint, the Eagles just weren't all the way there like they would be against Dallas.
You know, I'm sure you've seen it all and done it all, too. 9 years in the league. Your great Mike Rozier story. But Cooks, we'll say that in a second. Cooks is unhappy. So when you have a guy who's ticked off because he was told we were going to trade him, and now he tweets, you're messing with my career, he might not play. That when a guy's angry and moping and upset, does that carry over to other guys and could affect the rest and poison the clubhouse?
That locker room, yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, there's no leadership in that locker room. Mm-hmm. It's been every man for themselves in that locker room for, what, 3 years now? Three seasons now? It's not like Lovey has changed the culture or anything out there. He hasn't. Uh-huh. You know, he's just, maybe there's some more structure with Houston, but nothing definitive in terms of a culture. So, yeah, man, I think every man for themselves. You know, I give credit to Wilkes a little bit more than Lovey at this point, because at least we saw some fight in Carolina as a team a couple of times. But with Houston, nah, you know, you want to get out of there, and you had a great chance to get out of there, but nope, you're still stuck down there in Houston with a bad organization.
Seems like the appropriate word, stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get out. He's pissed off that he didn't move him. You like the Seahawks this weekend. They just played Arizona a couple of weeks ago. That was in Seattle. Arizona was a small favorite on the road. They did not have DeAndre Hopkins. Well, here you go now. Look, he's a target machine already for Kyler Murray, and it's back home a couple of weeks later, and they're a small favorite again against Seattle. But you like the idea of riding this Geno Smith train in the Seahawks? Tell us why.
You know what, Mitch? It's more about Pete Carroll and what he's done. I just talked about culture, and I'm talking about teams, too, that have gotten better along the way. Like, we can identify teams that are still struggling. The Packers, right? We're in November now, and you better have gotten better as a football team along the way. And that's how you increase your chances of getting to the playoffs. I'm not calling the Seattle Seahawks a playoff team, but they're getting better from what we saw at the beginning of the year. And here's a great example. We know about the slow starts for the Cardinals, but did you guys break down the fast starts for the Seattle Seahawks? Think about this, fellas. The first half against the Broncos, they scored 17 points, right? I mean, that was really the game. I mean, they had to hold on to that. Mm-hmm. Then you think about the game against Detroit on the road. They scored 24 points, and then they backed that up with 13 points in the first half against New Orleans on the road. And then you go out and you score 13, and then, okay, we got 17 points in the first half against the Giants. I mean, it's not like Seattle is a fluke. I mean, they're scoring points in the first 30 minutes and putting pressure on opponents. And we know about the slow starts about the Cardinals. So to me, that plays into the plan that Pete Carroll has with that defense. A lot of younger guys and a lot of guys that want to get after you. So if that offense with Geno and DK and Lockett, I mean, Disley, I mean, Walker, all these guys, if they can get out to a fast start on the road, and there's not going to be a home field advantage for the Cardinals, I think that gets difficult for the Cardinals. Therefore, I do like Seattle tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me, coming up this weekend.
That's also coaching. Speaking of coaching, did you see the Sunday night game? Did you see Green Bay's two-minute offense? You said about practice and what you work on. Tonight's week nine. They had no idea what they were doing in the two-minute offense.
Well, Paulie, I go back to a mantra that I live by, what you want to do and what you can do. You know, the thing about the Packers is, they want to be prolific and they want to throw the ball and they want to do all these things, but they can't. Really, they can't. They had one call in the playbook that I thought was perfect, and that was the throwback to that young wide receiver. Was it Toure or Tour or something like that? And that play was a perfect play call at the perfect time for LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, and they got a touchdown off of it. But that's the only take a shot play on that big play sheet that he has, right? And that's the only play that they could really execute to that kind of level. But from a two-minute standpoint, it's not very good. But it goes back to where they are. They're not very good offensively as a passing team, even as a running team. They're not tough either, guys. And let's call that out, too. Yeah. I mean, the Packers stink in terms of toughness on both sides of the ball.
So we already hit on one of the late games. There's only two late games this week. Shame on the NFL. Mm-hmm. But the other one, the Rams and Tampa Bay. You trust anyone in this game? What do you think of Tampa, short home favorite?
No, I don't trust anybody. I mean, I wish I could trust Tampa, but they haven't gotten better. They're doing the same stuff that they did last year. Similar to the Rams, right, by the way. It's like both of these teams feel like their personnel is enough. But as we know in the National Football League, each and every year is a snowflake. It's so different. So if you're still doing the same thing that you were doing last year and think that, okay, your personnel is better, that's why we have drafts. That's why we have free agency. Other teams have caught up to you and surpassed you at this point. And now you're just looking old. I mean, Aaron Donald, that guy's not even effective right now. And he's the most dominant defensive player in the game. And then you got the GOAT and Tom Brady, but he's surrounded by injuries and certainly just not the level of play that he's accustomed to. And I think he's dropped off a little bit as well.
So I mean this. I'm not joking around at all. I think a fascinating segment or an hour would be with Mike Pritchard in studio talking about your history in the stock market and how you study this stuff, right? And you've been paying attention to markets ever since that, you know, you were in college and then beyond your rookie season in Atlanta. We found out yesterday that Daniel Snyder is going to put up the Commanders for sale. There is a bet offshore that you can make. Paulie found this, right? Will the Commanders sell? It's $5
billion? Yeah.
That's the number. They're valued at, what, 5.6? How do they not sell for more than $5 billion, Pritch?
I think they should. I mean, I think the Broncos sold for close to $5 billion, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're talking about that region of the country, and we're talking about that fan base, too, for the National Football League. And that is important. So the league will look around. I mean, I want to say Bezos owns a Washington Post or a Washington newspaper or something like that.
Yeah, his name's thrown out there.
Yeah, yeah. So you already have, I mean, he's Amazon. I mean, you got a partner right there anyway. So we'll see. There's a lot of billionaires these days, guys. And billionaires, you know, the reason why you own a franchise is because you want people to know that you're a billionaire, kind of like with Snyder. But unfortunately, he did it the wrong way in terms of bringing some dark clouds to the league, if you will. But, you know, it's a good day if the owners can get rid of Snyder and have him sell that football team and certainly get back into the hands of where it needs to be. And that's because of the region and because of that fan base, more and more importantly. Sure. But that organization is a pillar one, and it's certainly an organization that needs to get back on top.
You ever use that line? Good line on a woman, right? What has three commas and two thumbs? This guy? Hey, you get three comma club, Mike. You get three comma club.
You know what? I'm a five-tool player, Paulie. That's
what I use. Good job, Michael. Good job. Happy belated birthday. Great job, my
thank
friend.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Lombardi says $6 billion. Says absolutely $6 billion.
I can't. That number is wrong. It can't be $5 billion.
Absolutely.
It will definitely sell for more than that.
Yeah.
That episode in Silicon Valley is one of my favorite scenes of all time in a show.
That character.
That character is so good.
What has three commas and two thumbs? This guy. Oh, Ross, what's his name? Ross? Oh, he's awesome. The Rozier story, quickly. Pritch is a rookie with the Falcons.
He's all rah-rah.
And he's all rah-rah. Come on, guys. This is garbage. We're not playing like this. This is ridiculous. Clean. Rozier looks at him. Shut up, rookie. We get paid Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Ross Hanneman?
Hanneman.
There you go.
There you go.
It's Washington Post. All right, good.
They have some of the best. The guy who, now I'm blanking on his name. I think his real name is Matt Olson, who plays the owner of, I'll think about it during the break. I'm totally blanking on the name. He's the best character on the entire show. The guy who's super condescending, that's worth like billions of dollars as well, who owns Hooli.
Okay,
I love that guy.
Yeah,
75-1 was available last night, and it cashed.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Great props as always. Will there be a no-hitter in the World Series? 75-1 here at Circa, 25-1 at other books. William Hill had Javier to record 9 strikeouts and they win. That cash plus $750. Shutout was $1.10 coming into the series. Back-to-back games.
Yeah.
We've had a shutout. How kooky is that? Maction the last two nights. Dogs are 4-0 ATS with 3 wins straight up. Incredible. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and the tweets. Look at this. Manhattan, Central Park. What a view, right? Oh, God. Incredible. You got the skyline on the left, and then that was the one thing that got me when I proposed there, by the way. Didn't work out. Just how big Central Park is. It was incredible.
Well, the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. Look at that view.
When you fly into that city, it's so overwhelming.
So the boathouse, I think, is right up off the corner there with the lake, and that's where I proposed.
We should have that one back, huh?
No.
I'm talking about the timing of it.
Okay, yeah, right. But there it is. Let's go to Italy, where you've been. Now, this is a better view. A little breakfast, huh? Wake up.
I mean, come on.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't get any better.
That's ridiculous. You got the pool. You got the water, the cliffs. You said the flowers with the spread.
No, come on. That's how you retire right there.
That's right. That's paradise. Absolutely. Beautiful. Lawyer from Tampa checking in.
Oh, every day
every
now.
Day
here we go. Great.
The lawyer from Tampa. There you go. Ultimate X, the only game in town.
He gets the Royal.
I wanted to show this one because he held Jack 10 of diamonds.
Right.
Hold that 10. You never know what you're supposed to do, Bob Dancer, right? Bam. He gets the Royale with cheese 4 times. That's $8,000.
You know, I was playing Ultimate X 10 play yesterday.
Oh, were you?
Right away, I'm dealt 3 aces back-to-back with 3 kings. Didn't get any of them.
You went 0 for 20?
Of course I did.
Oh, you want to break something.
Oh, but it was like I was getting
with
dealt unbelievable cards, like 1 card away every time.
Sure.
Could get nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. I'm anxious to see this one, too. This is the...
This is great.
The call...
This is the border. Okay, so here's a big look at this. It's a group of ducklings, like 20 of them. It's a border collie, knowing that they have to go to the puddle, and they're like, "Okay, well, we're going to go over here and check this part of the grass out." No, hold on a second here, guys. It's over here. Don't go any. Whoop. Okay, now you're going to go back here. Hold on a second. You're going too far. And now he knows exactly where the puddle's at. Look at how low he's getting to the ground. How he's directing them in. He has one goal here: get him to water.
There you go.
They find it. They hop in the mud, and the dog is relieved, and he knows that he did his job.
Running a pick play there, right?
Yes,
that's awesome.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh,
yeah,
that
look
is
at
awesome.
That.
Right? I'm saying, no, don't go over here. That is great. How smart are dogs? They are the best. That is awesome. One, lose some. Good job, guys. Knicks Hawks over 229 up to 233. 112.99. Bad for the books. Bowling Green from 3 up to 5. They won by 4. Wizards from 8 down to 5.5. Take your stinking points. They went outright and beat the Sixers. Bulls, Hornets, under 228 down to 224, 106-88. Kings Heat under 226.5 down to 220.5, 110 to 107. Bad beats, first 5 under in the World Series, no score top of the 5th. A 5 spot by the Astros. Rotherham United in the championship, one level below the Premier League. Or draw, if you had them, or draw. It's 2-1 the 91st minute. They had a man sent off with a red card. They gave up a goal in the 91st and the 99th minute. 3-2 Burnley. Lakers-Pelicans under 230. Here come the Lakers. Down 3, 1 second. Matt Ryan, corner 3. The degree of difficulty on that play, the pass and the shot, and then the Lakers win, and it goes over because of overtime. Huge win by the Lakers. Celtics-Cavs, likewise, 220.5, goes over because of overtime. Dustin owes Donovan Mitchell an apology. He is awesome, and the Cavs are off to a great start.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, he's working out well. He's working out better in Cleveland than he would have with the Knicks.
What do you mean by that?
He has a better supporting cast here with Cleveland than he would have had in New York. Yeah.
Well, he's also motivated and playing defense and great start.
That was a really good game.
Yeah, it was. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com. There you go. There's always something in the world of sports. Good action, good fun. What would you do if you were this better in East Coast who had the $50 bet? Exact result, Astros over Phillies, 125,000.
I probably would have...
Hedged before?
No. Well, let's see here. This is easy to say now. I would have grabbed the Phillies.
Plus 160?
Yeah, probably.
Before?
Probably before, right. Yeah.
And now the Astros are $2, as high as $2.
And it's basically the same number right now to win the series for either team as it was before game one.
They went tonight, though. That thing's sky high. Astros
so what would you do if you could get down 20,000 on it?
Yeah.
Come up with the funds, do 20,000?
Look at that guy Monday night. Had that 17-leg parlay.
That's right.
Just needed Mixon over to hit it for over 100,000. He had 35,000 on the under.
He was fortunate because he found a book that would take that much in a player prop.
Good point. He also had a little bit of a middle, too. Yep. Picks. Top horse racing plays, Express Bet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk, both from Churchill Downs. In race 9, he likes the 9. 7-2 on the morning line. Race 10, he likes the 5. Town Branch on top at a juicy 15-1. Bet these races and more at First Bet, VSiN's top horse racing app. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up today for the First Bet app. Horse 200 for the $10. 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, Breeders' Cup, Jeff Siegel tomorrow. VSiN.com/horses for details. And they have all the Breeders' Cup stuff up there as well. There you see Mr. Plonk. There you go. Again, the 9 at the 9 at Churchill in the 10th race. He likes the 5 Town Branch. How about this David Purdom tweet?
Oh, this is absolutely incredible.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so put yourself in a person's shoes who had this bet last night to go over.
It's like the Herbert. It's like the Monday night DraftKings boost. Herbert to throw a touchdown.
That's right.
And he can't do it, and the game goes to overtime.
So last night, DraftKings offered a bet on the 76ers made three-pointers combined with the Phillies hits. You can't make this up. The over-under was 19.5. The Sixers, by the way, that game started early because of the World Series. The Sixers made 19 three-pointers in the loss. They made 19. You're watching that game. You have that bet in pocket. You're like, this is simple. It's over. I won it. I just need one hit from the Phillies. That's it. Bam. Winner. No hit.
You're right.
No hit.
It's hilarious. It really is.
You can't do anything but laugh.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, come on.
That's awesome. It's like the Herbert. Minus $8 to throw a touchdown. We'll boost it to even. And then the artifacts and relics and the animals come out of the woodwork and invade social media. And it's that's a conspiracy. Yeah. See,
right.
Yeah, I mean.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to run this by you. He's not going to win the NFL MVP, but Geno Smith is a very intriguing story, and I think that I'm going to potentially lose now my Saquon Barkley Comeback Player of the Year award.
Oh, come on. Don't say that.
Because I think
it's $1.80 favorite. You're okay.
I know, but the Giants are going to start losing some games here, and the Seahawks...
Well, you think the Seahawks will, too. But
so, I mean, think about this for a second. And again, he's not going to win. But if the Seahawks were to win 11, 12 games, which still seems completely far-fetched, but let's imagine for a second that they do. You could, if he plays this well, you could make a case that nobody was more valuable to their team this year than Geno Smith. The odds would not reflect this because he was probably in the 200-1 range at best because he was a starting quarterback at the beginning of the year to win. But if Geno Smith were to win the award this year, the MVP, that to me would be the biggest upset since Leicester City.
Okay.
And that would be like as big. I don't care what the numbers would say.
Right.
Who would have thought before the season ever that Geno Smith would ever have a prayer to be in the conversation or play this well?
Would he even win the job?
That's right.
Locke had to get COVID. Absolutely. Totally agree. The what-if scenario here is so awesome with Seattle. Like, if they win 12 games and win the division, then it changes everything for Coach of the Year and MVP. He's not out of it. I mean, I know Buffalo's probably going to win 14 games, but, I mean, if the Seahawks get to 12 wins, 11 wins.
And he plays this well?
Yeah.
Again, he's not going to win. I can't imagine that happening.
Well, it's not crazy. I think he's the fifth choice.
But you have to at least think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Because we all laughed at the Seahawks. They were thought of as maybe the worst team in the entire league. We couldn't believe they got rid of Russell Wilson and kept Pete Carroll. We're all wrong.
Left Atlanta, too.
Same thing.
Left at Atlanta, excuse me. How about the playoff picture today? Your one seeds, Buffalo and Philly, obviously. The 2-7 would be Tennessee at home to the Chargers. Chiefs hosting Miami, Baltimore hosting the Jets. Their win total was 5.5. The Vikings would host San Francisco in the 2-7. Seattle would host the Giants in a rematch of Sunday, and Atlanta would play the Cowboys.
Oh, my good
That's
Lord.
That's your playoff picture as of now.
Oh, wow. Oh, what are the Cowboys laying at Atlanta?
Yeah.
7.5?
Get ready. Get ready when it's 12-1 Dallas against 7-1 Atlanta. Yeah. And Jerry's all pissy.
Maybe the most intriguing game would be a rematch of Giants-Seahawks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. What we're betting today are in-pocket plays coming up next year on Follow the Money.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
Okay, so we have broken this down a few times on the show, but we always have a new audience. I will go over again why I like Miles Sanders anytime touchdown. I bet it again this morning at even money. I laid $1.05 last night. So with Sanders again, so far on the year, he's gone over 70 yards rushing 5 times, and he's only gotten 20 carries once. He did average in October 85 yards rushing and a score per game. The Texans alone have allowed 4 different running backs to go over 140 yards on 5.7 yards per carry. I mean, that is all-time bad. It really is. And more on Sanders here. 19 red zone touches, which is number 9 overall among all running backs. He has scored 4 touchdowns in his last 4 games. And on the season, the Texans have allowed 11 combined touchdowns to running backs in 7 games. Even money to me is a good bet on Miles Sanders. That's what I'm betting tonight in this game.
All right. Good luck. And I agree with that one. Adding Patriots Colts under 40. Colts 7-1 to the under on the season. That low-scoring game against Washington again Sunday. Ellinger the rest of the way. And Belichick against a young quarterback as well. Could spell doom. Not to mention the no-confidence factor that they appear to have in Mac Jones. The play calling was absurd. They treated him like a rookie making his first start in the Jet game.
Yep.
They're taking over numerous possessions in Jets territory. And it's just run, run, run. Make sure we get the field goal because folks automatic. Incredible. That's the new play. Depending, I'm with Brad Powers, Clemson. He got a better number, but 3.5 against Notre Dame. I think they win by at least a touchdown. Vikings laying 3 against Washington. Funky line. The Vikings finding a way to get it done. 5 in a row, all one-score games. November 12th, Wisconsin won at Iowa. November 19th, this has moved. It's now 6. Oregon laying 4 against Utah. Those were available at William Hill. In pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com. This Miami-Chicago game's intriguing on Sunday. You have the possibility of wind and weather. It's 5-3 against 3-5. Claypool, the new acquisition for the Bears. playing well. Got the big win in New England on Monday night and hung in there, at least offensively, against the Cowboys. In Miami's 5-3, and they have the Wilson trade and the Chubb trade, and more on Chubb in a second. But if they can win this game, obviously they go to 6-3, and it's Cleveland at home and then Houston. And you get to 8-3, you're feeling good about playoffs, and would take it on mitigate. I mean, take a collapse if you don't make it. But they better win those games, because they. I'm looking at this. I go, is that real? Is this the schedule after the Houston game? Is at San Francisco, at the Chargers, at the Bills, Packers on Christmas, then at New England.
Yeah.
And it's January 1st. They are underdogs because it's going to be cold, and then they close with the Jets. Oh, mama.
Yeah, that's why their updated win total is 10. I can't see them getting to 11.
Right.
But
you better get these three here.
Yeah, the playoff number is -280 to make the playoffs now.
Yeah,
they did. You have to love what they did with the three first-round picks they got, stemming all the way back from that Laremy Tunsil trade, the bong mask on draft night. So they moved those picks eventually for Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Bradley Chubb. Earlier today, Bradley Chubb, no surprise, he signed an extension with the Dolphins, and Tua this week was asked if the deadline made this team Super Bowl contenders, or were they already there?
I think throughout OTAs and throughout training camp, we could see the potential that we had as a team, offensively and defensively. And, you know, we're not afraid to talk about Super Bowls here. We're not afraid to talk about, you know, going to a playoff game, having the opportunity to go to one, and then, you know, hopefully winning one. But yeah, if you were to ask me that, I would say I have full belief that we are capable, you know, even with the trades that we've had.
You bet them at 28-1?
Yes. Took a shot.
Okay.
I would be surprised if they go into Kansas City and win. You know, they already beat Buffalo, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
I would love the Bills, obviously, in the elements in a playoff game. But they beat New England, Baltimore, and Buffalo to start the season. They are 5-0 when Tua plays the whole game. And the Jet game was just weird. I mean, you have Bridgewater, who gets hurt in the first play. Then they have to go to Thompson. And then the Viking game was bizarre. They lost that game, and Teddy threw for 329 in that game.
They should have covered that game at least.
Right.
I had that.
But the big problem has been the defense. Like, can they get stops? And what, 30th in sack rate? So does this change now with Chubb? And you have to like the acquisition of Wilson reunited with McDaniel.
Well, and by the way, I can tell you right now the updated numbers on Christmas Day. Because that game
that swung, yeah,
against the Packers now, and the Packers were laying 1.5 last week.
Last Saturday.
Okay. Dolphins are laying 3 now in that game.
As it should be.
They should be. The Rams are 3.5 against the Broncos that day. The Rams-Broncos total is 46?
Wow.
What?
Can't be.
I'm betting that as soon as the show is over with today.
Uh-huh.
Buccaneers are 2 against the Cardinals.
Can't be.
And then the Monday night game is on the 26th, Chargers at the Colts.
What a motley crew.
Chargers won.
Yeah, remember, that's its own week for Survivor, if it's still around.
That's right.
I mean, that is what you have to use and who you have to go with, that possibility.
The Thanksgiving Day games are updated. Bills?
Didn't move, right?
11?
Yeah.
Up from 10, but so a little bit of a tick up there. Cowboys are 6.5 against the Giants, and the Vikings are 3 at home against the Patriots. How that number has changed, by the way, over time as well. We were talking about Geno Smith for the MVP in the mix. The best I saw was 200. I never considered a bet on him. 200-1.
Why would you?
I wouldn't.
Geno Smith.
We're getting told on Twitter right now that Jason Weingarten, who you can hear on VSiN, I know he's on Gil's show quite a bit following us. He has him at 750-1.
That's what the tweet said.
First of all, that's an unbelievable job getting that number. I wasn't shopping around for Geno Smith. But if you saw Geno Smith at 750-1, would you consider it?
No.
I mean, you wouldn't?
No way. No.
At that number?
No.
Oh, I think anything above 500, you have to at least ponder a bet on any starting quarterback who wins the gig at 500-1 or more.
Well, in that scenario, though, he has to have incredible numbers, and they have to win the division.
Yeah.
They were just like 50, 75-1 to win the division.
Wow.
They're plus $1.20 to make the playoffs now. What a story. That's why this league's so popular.
750-1. That is nuts. Good for him. That's an incredible number. And great job on getting down by that, on that bet. Jesus. I'm telling you, it's not. I mean, Pete Carroll, coach of the year, absolutely not far-fetched. He should definitely be live. And again, this, to me, Geno winning, but If they win 11, 12 games, think about how well he's played.
He's still 100-1 at one spot. That's way too high.
Is he really?
Yeah. That can't be.
At the halfway point?
Yeah.
That actually might be worth it right now.
Yeah. So I'm still looking at 100-1.
A little bit.
Yeah. And comeback player, he's plus 240. Barkley the favorite, minus 170.
That keeps creeping down a little bit too close.
Well, you made the case, too, about McCaffrey. I mean, what's McCaffrey going to do? Especially if they're going to use him like that. I love that story. I think Peter King had it about they called him. He goes, you throw the ball? Can you throw? So I had a touchdown a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. He goes, then all right, they're going to have something drawn up for me. And they go to practice. It worked every single time at practice.
Wow. That performance on Sunday was spectacular.
Rushing, receiving, and throws the touchdown.
Well, that catch that he made, I mean, just his athleticism is off the charts.
Yes. And what a weapon and what a luxury that has for Garoppolo. When in doubt, I can just check it down to him.
That team is so loaded.
I know. They should be that should be the second best team in the NFC. All this Dallas talk and Minnesota talk.
Well, put it this way, Paul. I know who you would bet. If that you brought up the playoff matchups earlier.
2-7, yeah.
If the Niners have to go to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it's anywhere. Niners have to be favored.
Stock down on O'Connell, too. This is not the offense we were. Now, we'll see what happens.
This is not what we thought.
It's not what
we were told.
Not at all.
Nope.
Now, the Hockenson acquisition's great. That's a great trade. And I can't believe the Lions did it in the division.
I know.
But also, because we didn't know Irv Smith was out 8-10, that's a great move.
Yep.
Again, you're still betting on Kirk Cousins in a big game when it gets to that point.
Yeah. No, that's kind of the key there, too. Here's your pro tip of the hour. Miles Sanders averaged 85 yards rushing and a score per game in October and now faces Pro Football Focus's worst rush defense. His props tonight to me are very intriguing. In fact, how about this tweet from Bill Hooker, who I met last week in Washington, D.C. Great dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had drinks at Clyde's after the Wizards game.
Yeah?
Huge spot. Places crawling with people.
You went to Wizards game?
No. But after the game, we met at Clyde's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's pointing out Miles Sanders a $1.55 to score a touchdown at Bet Rivers. I found even money in 30 minutes ago.
Oh yeah, shop around.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, props are all over the place.
Yeah.
What have I been telling you? That sounded like John Madden, didn't it? Sound like John Madden? Caliendo doing Madden. or it was Orgeron. Could have been a little Orgeron there too. The no defensive special teams. That's a 70-cent difference from here in Nevada to offshore.
Yeah.
And Bet365. It's crazy the difference on some of these props.
By the way, we brought up Silicon Valley earlier on.
Yeah.
The character I was thinking of was Gavin Belson, played by Matt Ross. He's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, very good.
So you can go to the website right now, check out all the content that we have. It's awesome. Steve Mackinnon, calculating true home field advantage for every NFL and college football team. Josh Applebaum, betting splits, line movement, and Adam Burke break. I'm going to read this after the show, too. Huge breakdown, App State and Coastal Carolina. Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian on the show up next. Which trade on deadline day will have the biggest fantasy impact?
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. we're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. BetRivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boosts, whether it's football, hockey, basketball, or baseball. BetRivers has you covered. Great promotions, dynamite house specials, the Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, and the Sunday football parlay insurance. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game at BetRivers.
Every Thursday, here we go. We put a bow on this show once a week with Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer with GuillotineLeagues.com. Charge, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Hi.
Hey, Elvis.
Let's, yeah, no chest hair this week. We're very disappointed.
Look, I can take the shirt off if you really want.
I think we're good. We're good.
I think we are good.
Yeah. So let's go back and revisit trading deadline day. Which player who got moved do you think is going to have the biggest fantasy impact?
All right. Do you want the obvious answer or do you want the non-obvious sneaky deep answer?
Let's go sneaky deep first, then go obvious.
Okay. So the sneaky deep answer is this. Nyheim Hines, Indianapolis running back, goes to Buffalo, by the way, destroying any value James Cook had. Yeah. But I want to focus on what got left behind in Indianapolis. We have a hobbled and ineffective Jonathan Taylor. And would anybody, guys, would you be surprised if at some point they just don't shut him down?
It could be.
Not in the playoff mix, continues to be hurt. No,
yeah,
sure, why
right,
not?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, they've got a week 14 bye. It could happen in and around that week 14 bye. I mean, Taylor is running wrong right now. And meanwhile, in the two games that he missed, when Deion Jackson was the fill-in, all he did was total 104 yards and 108 yards and put together a 10-catch game in one of them. He's caught 14 of the 14 passes that have been thrown his way. And Deion Jackson's good play is why they let Nyheims go at all. Deion Jackson is going to get run this year. He might be your starting running back this week for the Colts. He is the non-obvious winner of all of these trades that went down on Tuesday, Deion Jackson.
Wow. Okay. So then give us the obvious one. I know it was before the deadline, Dave. So don't say Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah,
who else?
Right. Yeah. Chase Claypool, right? Because, you know, they desperately needed him with the Bears. He'll walk in immediately and start getting targets. They are letting Justin Fields throw the ball now, which is awfully nice. And Fields was never like precision passer. He needs what Chase Claypool gives, which was an enormous target radius, because, you know, Fields is winging the ball over the place. So that will help as well. Claypool will immediately help. For Claypool and his owners, it's roughly a lateral move, but his quarterbacking actually gets better as he goes from Kenny Pickett to Justin Fields.
Okay. How about Hockenson to your club? And how about this? Jefferson has one touchdown since week one.
He has none since week one. I think week one was it, right? I think. Maybe it is just one since week one, but they got to go to him more often. Now, they have thrown to him from inside in the red zone. They've thrown to him 9 times. So I think it's going to come together. The touchdowns are coming for Jefferson. So I'm not too worried about that part of it. Hockenson, though, he'll sop up some touchdown work. The stuff that was going to Adam Thielen last year, Thielen played 11 games and had 10 touchdowns in 11 games. Yeah. This year, Thielen's not scoring. He's not separating like he used to. He's 32 years old. So Hockenson's going to get a lot of that work with the big frame, the 6'5" frame. So, yeah, that's where Hockenson's going to pay off here. Lateral move for his owners as well.
All right.
Okay, so you are always good at, like, looking and projecting up players that you might want to drop, get ahead of the curve on this, right? In fact, on your podcast, Fantasy Football Weekly, you like to call it the sabotage drop.
Sabotage drop.
Are we there with Clyde Edwards-Helaire or no? Not quite yet.
I'm not even sure the sabotage is in play anymore because I don't know how much people will bid for him or how much equity they'll give up for him, but it's over. Over his last three games, he's averaging 9 touches for 33 yards. That's ground and air for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They don't throw to him, which is weird because he can catch. He's averaging one reception per game over the last month of games. Chiefs got a very tough matchup this week against the number three ranked Tennessee run defense. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not going to help you there. They're a bunch of backup runners. I would rather have, and he's a backup. He's lost his starting designation. Rashad White, Dontrell Hilliard, Chuba Hubbard, Kyren Williams. So yeah, we're dumping Clyde Edwards-Helaire altogether.
It's an ugly matchup on Sunday. It's a late game, one of two late games that we get. It's the Rams and the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers lose their 3-6. Rams lose their 3-5. Okay, so the matchup that everybody's going to want to pay attention to, though, is Mike Evans versus Jalen Ramsey as a fantasy player person or as somebody who is maybe looking at playing props in this game. What do you make of the matchup?
By the way, just as a quick side note, you'll remember in the preseason, I told you I was betting Carolina to win the division.
Uh-huh.
Like, the Bucs are super wobbly. Somebody's going to emerge from here.
Yeah.
You know, why couldn't it be Carolina with Christian McCaffrey back? And, you know, maybe they get better quarterback play.
Yep.
And if Carolina would have just made their freaking extra point, they'd be in first place right now. Anyway, Evans versus Ramsey is an absolutely epic matchup in these late games on Sunday. It's Ali Frazier or Golden Corral versus Trichinosis. It's a biggie right here. The past two games for Mike Evans, 26 targets, absolutely instrumental to the Bucs' plans.
Uh-huh.
But here comes Jalen Ramsey. You remember Jalen Ramsey got roasted in the season opener on Thursday night. Since then, he's basically been football's best cornerback. Over the last 5 weeks, the Rams have allowed the fewest receptions and the fewest receiving yards. And for Ramsey in particular, get this, the last five games, in his coverage, Jalen Ramsey's allowed six receptions for 36 yards, spanning five games.
Wow.
I will do the math for you. That is one catch for 6 yards per game against Jalen Ramsey. With all the problems plaguing the Bucs offense, the advantage here goes to Jalen Ramsey over Mike Evans.
Okay, let's get into tonight's matchup. We've talked throughout the entire 3 hours of this show how much I like Miles Sanders overall tonight. I mean, it screams this is going to be a big ground game for the Eagles. Am I wrong?
Yes. No, you're totally right on this. By the way, since October, averaging 85 rushing yards and a score per game, Philly constantly plays in a positive game script so they can afford to run. The last year's running back by committee, that's all dead. Sanders is getting triple the snaps and carries of the next closest runner, Kenneth Gainwell. And here comes Pro Football Focus's bottom-ranked run defense, the Texans. They've allowed four different running backs to top 140 yards this year, and they're giving up almost 6 yards per carry. So if you believe, and Mitch, it sounds like you do, the Eagles are going to get out to a big lead, and the game script's going to say run. Let's go over 80 rushing yards. Let's tie that into the anytime touchdown, because he's gotten 10 carries from inside the 10-yard line this year. That's plus 105. And how about this sneaky add-on? Over 7 receiving yards for Miles Sanders. Every opposing number one running back to face the Texans has gone over 7 receiving yards, and most of them quite a bit over. So there is, I rarely give you the prop trifecta, over 80 yards, anytime touchdown, over 7 yards, Miles Sanders.
You know, Pierce has had a good year as well, the other running back for the Texans now, and he's getting lost in all the White Walker hype and what Walker has done. He couldn't get going last week as Tennessee shut him down, but what do you think of Pierce tonight and then moving forward the rest of the season?
Pierce has been great and largely unnoticed because he's playing for the Texans. He's Pro Football Focus's 8th ranked runner. Get this. Pierce is averaging, Damon Pierce, 3.8 yards after contact. I mean, dude, that's insane. And he is an absolute workhorse, averaging 21 touches per game. And the great thing is, even when the Texans are in blowouts, like tonight's game is going to be, they still give him carries. It doesn't matter. They know that he is their offense and he's their best chance for a big play. So he keeps getting carries anyway. And backs to receive at least 10 carries against the Eagles have averaged 77 total yards. And that puts us in play for the over-under on his rushing yards. Damian Pierce's over-under is 64.5 yards. If every back to get at least 10 carries against the Eagles averaging 77 yards, let's do the math here. This seems like an obvious one. And if you want to add into that one, Pierce is over on 18.5 receiving yards feels good because he's trending up in all of his receiving categories, pass plays, routes, runs, targets, receiving yards. And if you think this thing is going to be a blowout, they'll throw a few more times to Damian Pierce, dump off stuff. So I like those two angles for him as well.
Cooks had 73 yards last week. A lot of it came in garbage time. That's a weird situation, what's going on with him. He might not play now.
Right, so Brandon Cooks, he wanted to be traded, but then he wasn't.
Yes.
So then he went and he starts tweeting cryptic messages, and He said, now his excuse for missing practice this week is personal reasons, which is they're only saying that because the injury report doesn't fit, never wants to play on this team again. And even does play, he goes up against Darius Slay. He's one of the best corners in the league.
Yes.
He's only given up 58 or more yards twice all season. Your over under on Brandon Cooks is 55.5 or under 55.5. We don't even know if he's going to play.
Yep. Tell everybody about the website. Still drafting at guillotineleagues.com.
Guillotineleagues.com. Yeah. You can still join a season long fantasy league in the unique format that is the Guillotine League. Every week, the low scoring team gets cut and all the players go to the waiver wire where the rest of us feed on the remains of that roster. Tons of fun as you build superstar rosters throughout the year. Guillotineleagues.com.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the games.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Paul.
I won a bid last night, the waiver wire on Davante Adams.
Oh.
I know he's not having a good season, but I think the targets are going to start coming. And in my one remaining Guillotine League, I won a bid for him. So I had to have it, need some wide receiver help. So
he's still sick. What's going on?
I don't know. It's like a week and a half now,
yeah,
pretty much. Yep. All right. That's it for us. Fun show. Thank our guests, everybody behind the glass as well. Good luck with your bets tonight. Enjoy all the action. We are back tomorrow at 7 Eastern. We'll see you then.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.